Well, we are welcoming into the studio today one of our most favorite people, Krish Shavastar from Meals on Wheels. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Well, you have been a busy, busy girl, I know, as the need for what you do, I'm sure, in the past year and a half has ramped up even more than it was before.
It really is incredible. I mean, there was so much need. And the vast majority of people that called for assistance would have qualified for our program anyway. But COVID really was the impetus for them to call. And I'm just so glad we were able to help.
Now, one of the challenges or one of the things that I worried about the most during the pandemic was the fact that you rely so much on volunteers to get your job done. I mean, this Meals on Wheels, and I don't know if the listeners realize this, but, you know, you're not getting help from outside sources. The money that you raise is raised right here in this community.
That's right. You know, we don't have any state or federal funding for our meals, and that gives us a lot of freedom. It allows us to meet the need. You know, if we're a community-based organization, I think it is my responsibility to meet the needs of this community. And so last year, we served people as young as 22 and as old as 103.
Mm-hmm. Right. But there also comes challenges when you're faced with something like a pandemic. You're not getting, you know, the support perhaps that you know, maybe you did because some of your supporters may be out of work or maybe they're in need of the you know, the things themselves. And then the volunteers, how do you keep them safe during a pandemic? Are they afraid to go into other people's homes? Are your clients, are they afraid to have people come into their home because of the pandemic? Did you face that?
We did face that when, you know, back in March, April, about half our volunteers needed to step back because of their own health concerns. Mm-hmm. And we put a call out in this community saying that we need your help. And this community, like so often, stepped right up to be of assistance.
Wow.
It was incredible. But we also did implement a number of changes. We have a whole bunch of new safety protocols. Everyone wears masks. We have gallons of hand sanitizer, all those things. And we have, you know, new pickup procedures so that there's no interaction. Mm-hmm. We really worked very hard to make sure that it could be as safe as possible for both the recipient and the volunteer. And it has been incredible to see, despite closed doors or glass doors, you know, people, mm-hmm. you know, knock and hang, you know, a bag on their door and step back, but can still have a conversation, can still have a relationship.
Because that's so important. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times these people, it may be the only people that they see.
Yeah, the only communication.
So those conversations nourish just as much as the food does.
That is so true. I mean, it really, that sense of community. And what we've found is that, you know, for most of our recipients, you know, being isolated and alone has always been a challenge. But now so many more people understand the difficulties. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I always used to say, you know, the meal is incredibly important, but that connection to the community for many people is just as vital because it's a reason to get up in the morning. It's a reason to get dressed. But we've also heard that from our volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need to do something for someone else.
Right.
I need to get out. I need to go talk to someone.
I need to give back.
I need to give back.
Right. Yeah. And,
exactly.
And it can make life so much better.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, did you know that with Meals, when I first met Chris, mm-hmm. I had an image in my head of what Meals on Wheels was. I thought Meals on Wheels only worked with the very elderly, mm-hmm. That you know, didn't have family around, and they didn't have. I mean, I was so off base as to what Meals on Wheels was and what you did, because this isn't something that is exclusive for elderly people. Explain to us, you said the youngest adult was like 21 years old, mm-hmm. or 22. What does that situation look like?
It can be a lot of different situations. Perhaps someone had surgery and they don't have any supports and they just need help for a couple weeks till they're back on their feet.
Right.
For many years, you know, we had a young gentleman, his father was disabled, and he had some mental challenges and intellectual disabilities. And, you know, until we came in the door, they were living on peanut butter and potato chips,
right,
because that was something they could do. And the father was wheelchair bound and had a lot of back issues, and they were doing the best they could. How could I say no?
Right.
You know, that just doesn't even make sense.
Sure.
You know, we've delivered to children on occasion. You know, we've had single parents that were in an accident or, you know, undergoing cancer treatments, and we bring an extra meal so the kids and they can all share a meal at night when they get home from school. It's about common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being homebound and being, you know, temporarily or permanently disabled isn't based on age.
Right.
Sometimes things happen.
Sure.
And so if we can be there to help, you know, long term, short term, you know, we served someone for 2 days last year. His son couldn't get home. He was getting out of the hospital.
Right.
Okay. You know, let me see what I, you know, no problem. No questions, no paperwork, you know, no charges. Let me do what I can help.
And that's why we want to have these interviews, so that people know if you have a friend, a neighbor, a loved one who maybe, you know, they're in this region that can be served. Maybe you can't get there to do food for them,
right,
but Meals on Wheels can. And there's even an option where if people can afford to pay something, they can pay for their meals.
That's right. I mean, a lot of times people were really too proud to accept what they thought was charity.
Okay.
And so if we can say, you can pay for your meal, we're happy to do that. The most important thing is if you have good nutrition, if you have someone to check on you to make sure that you're safe,
right,
you
right.
haven't fallen, you can stay home longer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not going to be an institution. You're not going to be even more separated.
Right.
The benefits are gigantic.
Sure.
And so if you're able to contribute to the cost of your meals, phenomenal. If you're not, that's what this community
is doing. And what kind
of
fee are we looking at for that?
The most anyone pays is $5.45 a day.
Okay.
That's full charge.
Right.
All right.
And
then they're helping the meals, so they feel good about helping Meals on Wheels.
Right.
And that, so that's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, that puts a tangible number if I decide I want to try to help somebody out for 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. Exactly.
I can write a check out to you guys. I'm looking at the numbers of total meals. 118,188 meals was served. That's a phenomenal number.
It really had an impact. And, you know, the part that was I'm incredibly proud of, actually, is that was 33,000 meals more than the year before.
Yeah.
And we were able to do that because this community helped. You know, and sometimes it was volunteering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was making a donation. Sometimes it was reaching out to your neighbor and giving them a call and say, are you doing okay?
Yeah. Right.
Right. All of that made a difference.
And the other thing is, they don't just make these meals. It's not like it's just, well, here's your meal, take it or leave it. They also deliver specific meals if you're a heart patient, if you're a diabetic patient, if you have, you know, special needs, special diets.
Like gluten or whatever.
They help with with that, especially, you know, if you're a diabetic or if you have heart, you know, they're going to put you on specific.
Well, actually,
dietary
all of our
needs.
Meals by default are heart and diabetes friendly.
Oh, nice!
Oh, good.
That's our standard.
That's great.
So no matter what, you're going
simple.
To eat a healthy meal.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps you're on dialysis, or your doctor said you shouldn't eat this food because it has an interaction with your medication.
Okay.
Or maybe you're having some swallowing or chewing issues.
I got it.
We
yeah.
can adapt to all those situations, and you know, it really. Because, okay, this is a little geeky, but when I started, I went and looked at, you know, what is the impact of good nutrition on elderly people or people that are ill? The research was saying that someone who's food insecure, either by choice or necessity, you know, a lot of times people I talk to, you know, what'd you eat today? Well, I had some coffee and cookies. You know, they just didn't have the energy for something else.
Right.
Well, that person who's not eating right functions like someone 14 years older.
Oh,
wow.
So the 70-year-old who's living on coffee and cookies is acting like an 84-year-old, is thinking, is moving,
right.
is processing.
Because they're not getting the food and the fuel that they need.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. That is something we can do.
I'm curious. I see these things called Blizzard box meals. What is that? You delivered 4,250 of those last year.
that's their prepper program.
I haven't thought of it that way, but it's
but it kind of is.
It is. You know, we want to make sure not only are our recipients safe, mm-hmm. our volunteers are.
Okay.
So when we had those icy days,
right.
and let's face it, none of our recipients really could get out and shovel the snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want our volunteers to slip on the ice.
Sure.
So I think twice this year, mm-hmm. we said, eat out of your Blizzard box.
Okay.
You know, there's meals in there. Mm-hmm. If something happens, you know, we also did it this year because of, you know, COVID. If something were to happen and we had to
sure.
close for a day or two,
yeah.
you know, that's always important. But every year, no matter what, we've been providing Blizzard boxes
gotcha.
For the days when it's not safe.
All right. We have a texter who okay. texted in and said, I read somewhere that you do Anna meals?
We do. We have an Anna meals program at vet clinics all around town.
Mm-hmm.
There's a box that says Meals on Wheels, Anna meals. People make donations of pet food.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like we said, if you're right. isolated, our volunteer might be the only person they see. That dog or cat is vital to their well-being.
Sure.
Right.
And you know, if that's your baby, mm-hmm. you're going to share your food with them.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's not good for either one of you.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So we accept donations of pet food, and we distribute it about once a month. You know,
I'd
supplement
love that.
What they do.
I'm going to ask you a personal question here.
Uh-huh.
Tell me the emotion you feel when you see the smile of the volunteer and the smile of one that just received not just a meal, but maybe a handshake or a smile from one of your people. What does that do to you as the leader of this organization?
I have the best job in town. I work with the most amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day we make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are connections being built across this community. I mean, any day I get to deliver is the best day of my life.
Mm.
And it's just an hour. I mean, it takes
right.
an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing what you can do in such a short amount of time. And our recipients are some of the most interesting people in town.
Yeah.
The life they've had, the things
stories.
They've done, the
yeah.
stories they can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And our volunteers who, you know, we've got people that are physically very challenged but are doing it with their grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
So the
yeah.
kids run back and forth from the door.
What an amazing thing to teach.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Or, you know, people who are working all day but know, okay, well, every Thursday or the second and fourth Tuesday, this is my hour and a half. I'm going to take a little extra time for lunch. Everyone knows not to schedule an appointment because I'm delivering Meals on Wheels.
Right. Right.
You know,
yeah, who's going to complain about that? Here's the thing. You can be a part of this as
yeah.
well. Whether you want to make a donation to help this program of money, or whether you want to make a donation of your time, there is a place for you with Meals on Wheels. Tell them how they can participate.
It is so easy. The quickest way is to go to our website, meals.lynchburg.org.
Okay.
There's a volunteer application. There's some training videos. You could even see if this is something you're interested in,
mm-hmm.
kind of an overview. There's a button to donate. You know, it all makes a difference.
Mm.
Or you can call the office, 847-0796, and we'll get you right to the correct person.
Okay.
And it's the same way if you know someone who needs our help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the website, you can do it there, make a referral,
right.
or call and say, I'd like to talk to someone.
Well, we've got your link up on our Facebook page so that people can become a part of this fantastic program. Chris, as always, we love having you on the show, and we love what you do for the community.
Thank yeah. you
Thanks
so
for
much.
What you do,
it's
Chris.
Such a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, good to be with you as well.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.